and sends a very, very strong message that women and girls sport, women and girls football is not invisible during this pandemic. This investment shows that there are people out there, along with the players, the volunteers, the supporters of women and girls football, that really want to see the game grow.
In terms of August, that's very much a date that's been worked towards on the men's side, but the women's game, we'll definitely see fixtures recommencing this year, but it will not be in line with the men's game. We're working very hard in the background to make that happen, but there are all sorts of things to include in there, including all the testing regimes, the cost of those, and also, more importantly, the facilities that will enable clubs to train and play again.